Saturday is the 70th anniversary of one of the blackest days experienced by the Czech land during World War II, when US planes dropped some 150 bombs over Prague, leaving 700 people dead and levelling around 100 buildings. Foggy conditions had led the American airmen to mistake the city for Germany's Dresden, over 100 kilometres to the north. Ian Willoughby discussed the tragic era and other aspects of the events of February 14, 1945, with historian Jan Adametz.
As it was argued by the pilots and by the military historians, this mistake happened somewhere at the beginning of their flight. Their line of flight was shifted by 100 or 120 kilometers. So from the beginning, their flight was on the wrong route. Due of bad weather and fog and all other conditions, they mistook Prague for Dresden. However, it's interesting that even during the flight, there was a disagreement between the pilots. One wing, it was about 12 bomb carriers, decided not to drop the bombs on the target. They were not sure it was Dresden, and they drop it somewhere else. So there was also a disagreement between the pilots on the spot that the target is not Dresden, and it's something else.
The raid took place in the middle of the day, and there was a very high loss of life. Was that in part due to the fact that many people in Prague didn't make use of the city's air raid shelters?
It's a kind of a tragedy of this raid that people of Prague did expect that the bombers they saw and they greeted them would, as usual, fly over Bohemia, over the protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia, to hit the territory of the Third Reich or to Germany. They had seen a lot of bomb carriers flying over the Czech territory, but very few of them dropped the bombs on the territory. So they did not expect that it would be the case this time. Many of them, instead of going into the basements, they ignored the alarm because these alarms were so frequent and nothing happened. When the bomb hit the ground, this was the reason why there were so many casualties.
Do we have any information regarding the reaction of the people of Prague to the bombings, which the Nazis, of course, used afterwards in anti-Allied propaganda, saying that the bombings had been deliberate?
Well, the Nazi propaganda naturally tried to exploit the bombing, and I would expect some might have listened to it, because especially those whose relatives or close relatives were killed, injured, or lost their home. But I would say that generally Nazi propaganda was not believed at all. So, and it was the end of war, and everyone knew what would be the result and who are the bad guys and who are the good guys.
And was that time on the 14th of February 1945, was that the only time that there was a major Allied bombing of Prague?
There was some incident in November 1944 where an electricity power plant in the Holešovice district was hit. But until this February 1945 raid, Prague was not the target. But after, Prague was bombed in March 1945, but it was an intentional bombing targeted at the weapon-producing capacities in the industrial districts of Prague, in Libeňk, Belý, and Vysočany district, where 235 people were killed.